ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹா. டுடே லெட்ஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த ஸ்லோகா. கங்கா பாபம் சசி தாபம் தைன்யம் கல்பதரூஸ்ததா பாபம் தாபம் ததா தைன்யம் ச ஹரேத் ஸ்ரீ குரு தர்ஷனம். த ஃபஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப் இன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் த ஸ்லோகா இஸ் பதவிபாகா. தேர் ஃபோர் த ஃபஸ்ட் பதம் இஸ் கங்கா, மீனிங் காடெஸ் கங்கா. Second padam is papam, meaning sin. Third padam is shashi, meaning chandra or moon. Fourth padam is tapam, meaning mental and physical exhaustion. Fifth padam is dainya, meaning dinavastha, that is poverty. Sixth padam is kalpataru, meaning kalpavruksha. Taru means vruksha or tree. Seventh padam is Tatha, meaning in the same way or similarly. Eighth padam is papam, that is sins. Ninth padam is tapam, that is physical and mental exhaustion. Tenth padam is tatha, that is in the similar way or similarly. 11th padam is dainya, that is poverty. 12th padam is cha, which means and. 13th padam is haret, meaning destroys. 14th padam is Shri Guru Darshanam, meaning by seeing the Guru. The next step is to rearrange the padam to make vakya, sentence, for our better understanding. So, when we rearrange, it becomes Ganga papam haret, Shashi tapam haret, Tatha kalpataruho dainyam haret, Papam tapam cha dainyam, Tatha haret Shri Guru Darshanam. In a nutshell, the meaning of the shloka is Goddess Ganga destroys sins, that is papam. Chandra, moon, destroys tapam, physical and mental exhaustion. Kalpataru destroys dainya, poverty. Whereas the Guru Darshana destroys all three, papa, tapa and dainya. This is the greatness of Gurudeva. This shloka is from Sri Guru Charitra.